days we use some tricks so that we don't actually have to move the field per se. Now it gets interesting as to why each of the hydrogens is the same in these groups. The reason is that we are spinning about this carbon-carbon bond, and as a result each hydrogen in that methyl group is chemically equivalent. When we look at the arene system here, benzene, each of those hydrogens there is chemically equivalent because we've got a six-fold symmetry axis sitting down the centre of the benzene, so we can rotate about that, making each one of those hydrogens exactly the same. But when we go to this substituted benzene, then at this end, these two hydrogens marked A have got chlorine as a neighbour, whereas these two marked B have got a methoxy group as a neighbour. Hence, these will give a signal, the HA signal, and these will give a signal, which will be the HB. So to figure out how many chemical environments we've got to consider the symmetry and the internal rotations that are possible for the molecule. Down this one here, we can rotate about that carbon-carbon bond. That'll ensure that both the HAs are equivalent because chlorine's a neighbour here, but the HAs are not the same as the HBs because these ones have got a methoxy group as the neighbour. So it's considering what's next door and the symmetry. Now at the start, people are usually a bit rusty at doing this. They can't see the symmetry quite often by inspection. So if in doubt, just put a dummy atom in to your structure, name the thing, and then put a dummy atom into the other possible position that you were worried about, were they chemically equivalent or not, name it. If you generate the same name, okay, then these things are chemically equivalent. If you generate different names, then they're not chemically equivalent. So it's a slow test, but it works. So in this case here, we're putting a chlorine in to substitute that hydrogen. We then put a chlorine in to substitute that hydrogen. You generate the same name, so those guys then are chemically equivalent. Whereas if you put a chlorine into this one here, and you put a chlorine into this one over here, then you generate a totally different name, so those are non-chemically equivalent groups. So that's how we can double check whether